So we are ready next for the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Senior Race, 7 laps, 29.75 miles of racing around the Motor Isle Belang course. And let's give you the grid. The front row, pole position, number one, Davy Todd. Middle of the front row, number five, Dean Harrison. And then on the near side of the commentary box side is number 15, Nathan Harrison. The second row is number six, Michael Dunlop. Number three, Mike Brown. And number 22, Paul Jordan. Third row is 44, Rob Hodson. 65, Michael Sweeney. And 38, Erno Costamo. Fourth row is number 36, Jamie Coward. Number 21, Joe Yeardsley. And number four, Michael Evans. Fifth row is number seven, Sam West. Number 23, Marcus Simpson. And number 64, Matt Stevenson. Sixth row is 34, Grant Thompson. 12, Barry Ferber. And 17, Kevin Keyes. Fourth row is number 111, Brian McCormack. Number 19, Tim Poole, and number 83, Keith Pringle. And the eighth row is number 48, Austin Webster, 26, Dennis Booth, and 35, Kieran Brockie. There's a wallet belonging to Edmund Graham, which has been handed into the clubhouse down there, further down the bypass. Edmund Graham wallet handed in at the clubhouse. And there are also two bank cards which have been handed in. The name on those is Mrs. L.J. Painter. So go to the clubhouse to retrieve your valuables. And we must say hello to two newcomers to the Isle of Man here to watch the Sudden 100 for the first time. They arrived by steam train to take a seat at Castletown Corner. A good hello to Matthew Edwards and Andy Straightline Wheeler. I'm not sure whether we've got bikes approaching the holding area yet with Chris Kinley. We'll just wait to hear. But it is Davy Todd, Dean Harrison and Nathan Harrison on that front row. That is going to be a sight. Michael Dunlop, Mike Brown and Paul Jordan. I thought I'd heard bikes going around the course. So let's go to Cross Four Ways, Rob Pritchard.
Indeed, they've arrived on the sighting lap. There are already a few machines as Tim Poole goes through. Number five, Dean Harrison there, he'll be starting on the front though. Then Keith Pringle, Mike Brown, Kevin Keyes. Number 48 is Austin Webster. We've got number 26, Dennis Booth in there. 35, Kieran Brockie. Number 65, Michael Sweeney. 44, Rob Hodson. 111, Brian McCormack. Towards the back of the order, as are number one, Davy Todd. And number six, Michael Dunlop. He did manage to get that big bike out last night after a clutch issue on the first evening ahead of what was the eventually cancelled senior race on the opening night of racing. Final travelling marshal on the way through at the back of the convoy. And we heard, didn't we, from Dean Harrison, who was trying to keep pace with Davy Todd for as much as he could there. But that Honda just wanting to wheelie all over the place. Another travelling marshal comes through as well. And he did say as well that with the equipment they've got available to him at the Sun, it's a difficult one to try and figure out. So just can he get that power down on the road to try and keep up with that 810 Racing BMW that Davy Todd has been so dominant on in these classes so far. We can see a course inspection car making their way towards us as well. So Todd on the front row and Michael Dunlop on the second row. They were right at the back on this sighting lap in these continually beautiful conditions as the course inspection car goes round as well. Nathan Harrison, he was right at the front. He'll be starting on the front with Dean Harrison and Davy Todd. Mike Brown and Paul Jordan on the second row. They'll join Michael Dunlop in there. Number 44, Rob Hodson, who is toward the back, along with number 65, Michael Sweeney, on the third row. Number 38 in there as well, Erno Costamo, who just seems to have been steadily improving on that RVS Motorsport BMW machine. A little further back, it's good to see, of course, number 36, Jamie Coward back. Number 21, Joe Yeardsley on that Aprilia. Number 4, Michael Evans, a retirement in the Supersport race earlier today as well. And number 7, Sam West, another of those who's just been gradually improving as the day has been going on. Number 23, Marcus Simpson on the WH Racing Honda Fireblade. Number 64, Matt Stevenson, the DAO Racing Yamaha, the R1. Plenty of a Honda and BMW power is across the board. So, We should be hearing bikes making their way towards the start-finish line. Over to you, Tim.
Well, they've already started, actually. Down to Chris Kinley, who got the whole shot?
Not a clue, because I wasn't expecting it. I thought we were just hanging on for Rob, but yeah, not a clue. Got a good start on this one, but they are away for the seven lap of the Allman Steampacker Company Senior Race, seven laps, 29.7 miles.
Thank you very much indeed. It was a safe start. I'm glad to inform everybody. But yeah, we didn't get it on air, unfortunately, with Rob there holding things. But we've got a thriller in store here. And Nathan Harrison did seem to get away pretty well. Dean Harrison, Michael Dunlop was strong as well. So they are making their way around the course here to Ballochagan, down the straight there, and then a Zion Gate and over the railway bridge through Joey's Gate there at Ballinorris. Little technical bit into Ballabeg hairpin, and then they'll go along the road there to Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways.
So here we go, first lap then of the Allerman Steampacker Company Senior Race, seven laps in total here as well. It's been Davey Todd getting a good start on the 810 racing machine in the previous ones. What's it looking like into Cross Four Ways? Davey Todd leads number five, Dean Harrison. Then it's number three, Mike Brown. Number six, Michael Dunn. Number 15, Nathan Harrison. Drop back, Sweeney, Gustavo, Jordan, Hodson, Coward, all in that group there. Inside there's Ferber, Thompson, West, Stevenson, McCormack, Pringle, Poole. Number 35, Kieran Brock. Number 48, Austin Webster. And number 26, Dennis Booth. So number one, Davey Todd leading the way with number five, Dean Harrison, right on his tail. But Nathan Harrison, who started on the front row, he's been reeled in already by both number six, Michael Dunlop, and number three, Mike Brown, who've overhauled him towards Cross Four Ways as the travelling marshal makes their way through on this opening lap. They'll already be through Church Bends, heading across the meadow and into Stadium Bend in the next couple of minutes. To you, Tim.
Yep, just seen the first riders on the bridge, and they'll come round Castletown Corner and into our sights over School Hill Rise. Two of them together. It is one from three. It was five. There's Michael Dunlop in fifth position. Chris Kinley, we'll just hand to you for times as our screen has gone down once again. Chris Kinley.
0.195 of a second for number 5, Dean Harrison, with Michael Dunlop 2.9 back off him. That's the gap between first and third. Then it's 3, Mike Brown, 15, Nathan Harrison, 65, Michael Sweeney, 38, Ermo Costamo. Then it's 22, Paul Jordan, 36, Jamie Coward, and 44, Rob Hodson. They are the top 10. So the gap between Davey Todd, number 1 in first, and number 5, Dean Harrison, the BMW against a Honda, 0.195. Then it's 2.7 back to Michael Dunlop in third. Then it's 0.045 back to Mike Brown, then half a second back to Harrison, then three quarters of a second back to Sweeney, then it's 1.2 back to Costamo. Give you the splits, Jordan 0.092 back off Costamo, and the top 14 riders only separated by 10 seconds. Cross Four Ways, lap number two.
Indeed, so that battle out front, Davey Todd holding off Dean Harrison on this opening lap here, but that battle for third, well, that's tightly contested right from the start, isn't it? Michael Dunlop up into third. Mike Brown, both them moving ahead of Nathan Harrison. We can hear them in the distance. Here we are, two machines making a break from the rest of the field. It's number one, Davey Todd. Number five, Dean Harrison. They've stretched that gap out at the front. Here's number six, Michael Dunlop. Then number three, Mike Brown, has got Nathan Harrison coming in. Number 65, Michael Sweeney. Then it's Costamo, Jordan, Coward, Hodson, Evans, and Yeardsley in that order. Then Marcus Simpson around a three bike length or so back. Number 17, Kevin Keyes. Number seven, Sam West. Ferber, Thompson, McCormack, and then Stevenson on the way through as well. So no change in the order across four ways on this latest lap, as number 19, Tim Poole, comes through in addition to your programme, and number 83, Keith Pringle as well. Dean Harrison locked right in behind Davey Todd. Kieran Brockey, Austin Webster, and Dennis Booth on the way through as well. Michael Dunlop just seems to have got himself a little bit clear of Mike Brown and Nathan Harrison in behind in the battle for third at the moment. To you, Tim.
Yep, two together once again. Who's it going to be in the lead? It's Todd from Harrison. And there's hardly anything there between them. 0.170. That is all the gap is. That's Dunlop through in third. In fourth, it's Mike Brown. Fifth is Nathan Harrison. Sixth, Michael Sweeney. Seventh, Erno Costamo. Eighth is 22, Paul Jordan. Ninth is Jamie Coward. Now, he's in ninth, but he's only 10.8. back off the lead. Davey Todd then, 2:12.110 there, so that's approaching the race lap record pace for this particular race. But Nathan Harrison, 2 minutes 12.085, the quickest lap in this race. For the lap record is Dean Harrison back in 2022 at 2 minutes 11.385 seconds. But if Todd and Harrison are continue battling, I think that will tumble. In third, it's number six, Michael Dunlop MBE. He's 3.932 seconds down on Harrison, and it's Brown and Nathan Harrison. Let's go out to Robert Pritchard at Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, that gap between the front two and the rest of the field opening up, so it's just a smidge under 4 seconds between Todd and Harrison. Here is Davey Todd leading in across four ways. Number five, Dean Harrison, staying right with him as he did in the previous 1100cc race. Number six, Michael Dunlop, a couple of seconds back here. Here's the battle in behind. It's Brown, followed closely by Nathan Harrison, number 65. Michael Sweeney, next up, Paul Jordan, Jamie Coward, Rob Hodson and Michael Evans, and number 21, Joey Eardsley, just hanging back from that little group on the way. First, number 23, Marcus Simpson arrives as well. Number 17, Kevin Keyes trying to keep pace, and number 7, Sam West as well, on the way through as well. So Keyes moving up, side on the 6th row, of course, Costamo, McCormack, Thompson, Ferber, and Stevenson on the way through that latest little trio through Cross Four Ways. So Davey Todd still leading from Dean Harrison. No change there as of the last time through Cross Four Ways as number 19, Tim Poole, comes through as well. To you, Tim.
Yeah, we're looking up to Castletown Bypass. Two machines, a little bit further separation, Todd, from Dean Harrison. And it's 0.4 of a second. There's Dunlop. And an overtake as they go over the crest there. Mike Brown has got himself into fourth position. That is just awesome, isn't it? Davey Todd then, a quickest lap, 2:11.545. So he's just a whisker away from the lap record in this class, but he's 0.4030 seconds ahead of Dean Harrison in second. Third is Michael Dunlop, and he's 4.697 seconds down on second place Harrison. Fourth is number 3, Mike Brown. Fifth is number 15, Nathan Harrison. Sixth is number 65, Michael Sweeney. Seventh is number 22, Paul Jordan. Eighth is number 36, Jamie Coward. Ninth is number 44, Rob Hodson. There's drama all the way down this field. In 10th, it's number 4, Michael Evans. But it is a battle between Todd and Harrison. Dean, let's go to Robert Cross Four Ways.
Dean might have a bit of a mechanical issue. He seems to have dropped down the order massively on that last lap. Here's your race leader, number 1, Davey Todd, from number 5, Dean Harrison. That gap is stretching yet again to number 6, Michael Dunlop, behind, who's having a bit of a lonely race at the moment. On that to MD Racing, the BMW machine in third. Number 3, Mike Brown. 15, Nathan Harrison. 65, Michael Sweeney. So no change in the battle for fourth. Jordan, Hodson, Coward and Evans on the way through. Number 21, Joe Yerzy. No change there. 23, Marcus Simpson, and then a bit of a gap once again to the field in behind. Number 17, Kevin Keyes, just pulling clear of the rest of the field in behind as well. So Kevin Keyes moving up. Like I said, I wonder if Erno Costamo, maybe just with a bit of a mechanical issue, was inside the top 10 of the last lap. Here comes Costamo now, and he's now being caught by number 111, Brian McCormack. Thompson, Stevenson. To you, Tim.
Yeah, we've just seen, it was 1-2 bikes, and it is Todd Harrison. As quick as that, 0.477. Visually, that gap is just extending, but and it is on the timesheets. But there's Michael Dunlop through in third place. And a lap record for this race, we're told there by Todd, 2:11.091. 2:11.091, and also inside the lap record for this Isle of Man Steam Packet Company senior race was second place man Dean Harrison. 6.845 seconds back then in third is Michael Dunlop MBE. A further 5 seconds back in fourth is number 3, Mike Brown. 0.4 back of him is number 15, Nathan Harrison, who is just 0.161 ahead of number 65, Michael Sweeney. Then there's a 4.1 second gap to seventh place, number 22, Paul Jordan. In eighth, it's 44, Rob Hodson, who's just 0.46 back on Jordan. In ninth, it's number 36, Jamie Coward, and in 10th is number 4, Michael Evans. Record-breaking speeds again. Let's go to Robert Cross Four Ways.
Well, despite the gaps just starting to appear time-wise in the front four, the battle's still very much on for fifth as it stands at the moment as the race leader, Davey Tobb. Number five, Dean Harrison there, around just around two bike lengths or so back there, so we're not too much change in terms of the leading duo. Few seconds further, number six, Michael Dunlop, who's continued to stretch away from the rest of the group. Number three, Mike Brown, just ahead of number 15, Nathan Harrison here across four ways. Number 65, Michael Sweeney, just operating a little further back. It's Jordan, Hodson, Coward and Evans. So Rob Hodson moving ahead of number 36, Jamie Coward, on that previous lap, up into eighth place as number 21, Joe Yerty, who's being caught by his fellow Manxman here, number 23, Marcus Simpson as well, who seems to be making up a bit of ground on that WH Racing Honda as well on the way through. There's number 17, Kevin Keyes, and Erno Castamo now coming forward a few seconds later into cross four ways. So Davey Tobb leading from Harrison still. To you, Tim.
116.713 it was. Here they are again. Tobb, Harrison. And Harrison 116.855 on that lap. Tobb 116.783. So the records keep tumbling. There's number six, Michael Dunlop through. And that is number three, Mike Brown, number 15, Nathan Harrison, and 65, Michael Sweeney, as quick as that. In sixth is Sweeney, seventh, number 22, Paul Jordan, eighth is number 36, moving up, Jamie Coward, ninth is 44, Rob Hodson, tenth is number four, Michael Evans, and the top riders are all riding at over 113 miles an hour. Quite incredible, but it is 116.783 for Tobb, 116.855, even quicker for Harrison, and the absolute lap record is 116.941. Surely that is going to go either this afternoon or this morning in this race. We will see, but let's go back to Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, just less than a hundredth of a second of outright lap record pace from Dean Harrison in 2022 was Dean Harrison himself on that last lap. Number one, Davey Tobb. Number five, Dean Harrison. I think he's just edged a bit closer here at Cross Four Ways. What's it like on the exit here? Todd's holding from Harrison. Yep, so no change in the order on the exit through Cross Four Ways there. But Harrison, I think he just inched forward a little bit as number six, Michael Dunlop, running through in third here. That gap extending now to 9.5 seconds at the start finish. Nathan Harrison's taking a look up the inside of number three, Mike Brown, and number 65, Michael Sweeney. Is Harrison up there? As Jordan Coward, Hodson, and Mike Evans are through. I wonder if Nathan Harrison did hold that. He got the move on Mike Brown, so we'll see what that's like later in the lap as well. Maybe moving up into fourth. There's 21, Joe Yeardsley, and 23, Marcus Simpson on the way through. So Davey Tobb still leading from Dean Harrison. Harrison just seems to be edging that little bit closer with Michael Dunlop still some way back in third. To you, Tim.
Yep, the last lap flag is out. Here they are, both together. It's still Tobb from Harrison. Harrison, 116.910, a whisker away from the outright lap record. Will it go on this last lap? Here's the man in third, Michael Dunlop, 115.411 miles per hour, his quickest on the third lap. And Nathan Harrison's moved up into fourth position, number 15 ahead of number three, Mike Brown, in fifth. 65, Michael Sweeney, sixth. Seventh, number 22, Paul Jordan. Eighth, number 36, Jamie Coward. Ninth, number 44, Rob Hodson. Tenth, number four, Michael Evans. And that just through there was 23, Marcus Simpson. And just crossing the line, 21, Joe Yeardsley, touring. He is a retirement. There's 38, Erno Castamo, and 17, Kevin Keyes, but it is Tobb who is 0.256 seconds ahead of number five, Dean Harrison. Tobb, of course, the reigning champion, number one, and a further 13.5 seconds back in third place is Michael Dunlop. So they're on the last lap. Let's go to Robert Cross Four Ways.
As the back of the order comes through, 35, Kieran Brockie, number 48, Austin Webster as well. So an anxious wait for these next couple of seconds. What's it like on the last lap? It is still Davey Tobb who leads from number five, Dean Harrison, but only around two bike lengths between them. What's it like on the exit here? Let's have a look. Davey Todd's holding from Dean Harrison. That battle's going right down to the end at the moment on what is so close to pushing towards that outright lap record. Number six, Michael Dunlop in third here. Still some distance back. That gap out to 13.3. But number 15, Nathan Harrison, is catching Dunlop here. Here's Brown, Sweeney, Jordan, Coward. And then a second or so back, Hodson. and number four, Michael Evans. So Todd leading Harrison, Dunlop out all alone in third, but number 15, Nathan Harrison, just seems to have found a little bit more pace after making that move on the previous lap. To you, Tim.
Yeah, just calling it early. We don't want to miss the finish here. As a couple of the back markers. This is the front two. It's Todd from Harrison. Oh, my goodness me. 0.212 seconds between them. Todd takes the victory in the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Senior Race. We'll let you know when Michael crosses the line. Let's get, in fact, here he is in third. Let's go to Chris Kinley.
A win for Davey Todd, but a new class lap record, and nearly an outright lap record for Dean Harrison, 116.91. Speaks to the guys from H&H Motorcycles, Dean, and the guys. Davey Todd over to speak to the 810 guys straight away. And we'll get in on this side. Here's Michael Dunlop coming in. And if we can, just grab Davey while he's still relatively fresh on this one. Let him take his gloves off once more, and another win around the Motor Alpine circuit. Dino straight in to say congratulations, well done. So it's a BMW first, Honda second, and a BMW in third place. Davey gets a kiss from the good lady, gets the lid off. Moved to a KYT lid this year. And Peter Hickman is a teammate, team co-owner, whatever you want to call it, is in there too. And Davey, congratulations, another win around the Motor Isle circuit. Dino kept you very, very honest, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, and knew Dean would be there. He's so strong around here. I think he still has the lap record, the outright lap record.
So. Very close. You both are very close to it as well. This one.
Yeah, I thought we'd be quite close there to the lap record. I've seen on my dash that the lap times are doing are pretty strong. But I feel settled. I feel comfortable. I'm not biting the screen. I've got a little bit more in me if I need it. And just feel comfortable. But enjoyed the battle with Dean.
Track conditions absolutely mint.
Yeah, really good out there. Really good.
A lot of people out there, too. Thousands of people. It's like TT.
Yeah, it's this great weather. Everybody out there cheering us on. It's awesome to see around the Southern 100, and part of the reason why I love coming here so much.
And you can have a little break now, eh?
Yeah, a nice little break for lunchtime, and I think I'll go get a cold shower.
I think he should buy you an ice cream.
I think he should. Bonus.
Well done, Davey.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. Well done. 116.91 for Dean Harrison. No, nearly bettered you outright that record, but pace is there.
Yeah, no, we're just
stopping at wheeling.
Yeah, so yeah, we're just jumping the back sweep, so we're just making tweaks all the time, and I could sit behind him, not too bad. I nearly had a bit of a go into the last corner, but I were a little bit too far back. I didn't want any handbags and shouting and bawling, so I thought I better not. Save it for the championship race later.
Bit more to come, do you think? A little bit more there?
Honestly, I feel pretty good. His bike's really strong speed-wise, so we've just got to try and sit in the slipstream. But through the corners, to be fair, I've not got a problem staying with him. So and on the brake, so we'll have another go later on.
You were saying last night, the thing just kept wheeling.
Yeah, no, honestly, yeah, it did that. We've changed a few settings today to try and help the wheeling. It has helped change the gearing and things. So fair play to all the lads here. They've done everything. I've asked, and the bike's just getting better and better, and the times prove that. So, and it's great to have everyone from the Steam Packet here today. So I've got to give everyone from the Steam Packet a big shout out, because. Yeah. If it weren't for them here now, I wouldn't be here, there, and everywhere.
Well, picking you up in the Southern.
Yeah, but honestly, I'll knock it at the weekend. I'm straight here. I'm away to Donington next weekend. And yeah. Big thanks for everyone there. So,
well done, Dino.
Thank you very much.
Well done, mate. Cheers. Well done. And we'll get to Michael Dunlop if we can quickly, because I know they want to get on with the presentations. And we'll just get up to Michael if we can. Just grab a quick word. Oh, it's warm up here. Well, boy.
All right.
Struggling out of the corners a bit, or what is it?
Gearboxes. We've obviously, Davey's had an issue with this too. This year it's been a bit of a nightmare, so but the stalker seems to be hard work this year. But look, them boys just ran a pace, and I got caught up in the first lap anyway, and I don't think I'm a million miles off, roughly. I just nearly need to get with them and try and get a tow, because I just don't have that last bit. Just
maybe later, a few changes for later, maybe?
We're just working on it all the time. We're obviously missing last race. The first night we sort of a lap behind or a race behind, you know, so we started moving on with this. We haven't been comfortable with this all year for some reason, so we've been trying to work at it. So we made a big step again today, but we just need to make another one to get onto these boys.
Good luck. Thank you, Michael.
Cheers, boss. Thank you
very much. Cheers. So there we go, the top three, and it is, of course, the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, and the Steam Packet are here. Hello, Steam Packet. Dino says thanks, by the way. He wants more free travel, as much as you can give him. Thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, please don't make me laugh. Ladies and gentlemen, big hand for the Steam Packet, please. A lot of you will have come here. Thank you, guys. Hope you go. Ladies and gentlemen, in third position, Michael Dunlop. Well done to Michael. Hopefully get those problems sorted for later. in second place and a new class lap record of 116.91, Dean Harrison. And the race winner on the number one machine, Davy Todd.